Well, it is a much beloved tradition in the heart of the Willamette Valley. Coming up September 15th through the 18th, it is the 57th annual Oktoberfest in beautiful Mount Angel. Joining Montra Day Radio this morning to give us a preview, we welcome to the show the Marketing and Public Relations Director of Oktoberfest. Always great to talk with Monica Boxler. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Brenda.
Great to talk with you. And in your honor, I wore my lederhosen in today.
Did you really? Because I'm super impressed. I haven't got my dirndl on yet.
Well, there's still plenty of time, that's for sure. So let me ask you, are you more stressed or more excited with the Oktoberfest just less than a month away?
This is, well, you guys would understand because I'm in marketing. This is like my big stress point right now is making sure everything's out and the website's looking good. And it's awesome. It just feels so good to have all of this coming together. So there's, I'm not sure which wins, stress or excitement, but they're both right there neck and neck.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I am on your wonderful website right now, and I always love the counter at the top where it says, 29 days, 3 hours, 14 minutes, 30, 29, 28 seconds until
yes.
Oktoberfest. I love the countdown to the second. So it is an exciting time. Let me ask you last year, because I know we were 2 years ago, I believe it was just like almost a virtual type of Oktoberfest. You were back live last year. So how did last year go, kind of coming off the pandemic?
Yeah, last year went. It was a good year. It was nice and solid. The weather didn't help us, but you know, the weather was what the weather is.
Yeah.
We're definitely praying for better weather this year, but it was really important. And again, one of the biggest reasons we held the festival last year was if we didn't hold it last year, there probably would not be a festival this year or any year going forward. It was truly, you know, a financial decision as well as balancing all of the concerns that were into it. Boy, that was stressful.
Yeah.
This makes this year look so much better.
And it's going to be beautiful. I just know it's going to be fantastic. So, well, no, hats off to you guys, because like so many events during the pandemic, you know, we lost some events, obviously, and others had to change. But the Mount Angel Oktoberfest is so popular, and congratulations for being able to keep it go, because it is such a wonderful activity. And 57 years, what a history.
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time. I think that is, I'll say that's the key to our success, is that we've just grown a little bit every year, and things adjust and things change, and we look at it and we go, we need to fix that in the infrastructure. Our electricity needs to be better over here. How are we going to run those shuttles more efficiently? All those kind of things. You know, it's something that we are kind of constantly thinking of. And when you do it for 50 years, it just gradually, you know, gets better and better. So I'm loving it.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic. Again, Mount Angel Oktoberfest, September 15th through the 18th, just a little bit less than a month away, coming right up to it. And let's talk about some of the activities, the food, because I know that's such a big part of the Oktoberfest. And the food. I'm sure you have a lot of great folks coming in for it.
Oh, yeah. Food is our, it's the number one reason I think people come. I mean, there's people who come for the beer, yes, but everybody comes for the food. And we have, I am going to make a point of welcoming two new food booths this year because I'm super excited.
Nice.
So the Chester Academy of the Willamette Valley here in Mount Angel is starting up a food booth, and they're going to have some crepes. And then the Dallas Knights of Columbus is putting in a booth that's going to have some tacos.
Nice.
So super excited to have two new food booths. And of course, you know, there's going to be the sausage and the sauerkraut and the, oh gosh, I'm sitting here thinking of the fondue in the parish booth. And Catholic Community Services is now doing the one out of the beer garden. I haven't checked their menu yet. But if you're used to finding their food, check for them down in the beer garden this year. So
you realize I haven't had breakfast yet, and you're telling me all of this.
Well, let me keep going then.
Yes.
There's funnel cakes and deep fried Oreos.
Oh, man. Hey, I got to give a shout out, too, because this is my parish growing up, and I know they're still doing it, and that is St. Edward's in Kaiser and their Berliner sandwiches.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, so good.
Yes. That was one of the biggest. People were crying when they couldn't get those in 2020, Yeah. That was like, what do you mean, the Berliners? Like, yeah. I'm sorry, guys, I can't do that for you. I believe they did a drive-through and succeeded that year, too. We were trying to help them promote, but it was tough. People were like, no.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Again, speaking with Monica Boxler, she's the Marketing and Public Relations Director for the Mount Angel Oktoberfest, coming up September 15th through the 18th. And I know, too, lots of entertainment, the fest hall. Talk about some of the activities you have surrounding Oktoberfest.
Oh, wow. There's so much going on. And one of the things I want to make sure people know, if you're a runner, if you're one of those hundreds of people who participate in the run every year, we've moved it to Sunday. So it's going to start at JFK, and it's Sunday at JFK.
Good to know.
At the high school there. So I was really worried. I can just picture all these, you know, like a couple hundred people hanging out at Humpert Park on Saturday morning going, oh,
yeah,
where's the race?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that word gets out there. So, but there is the race. There's going to be the Wiener Dog races. I'll be back again this year. That's going to be on Saturday. We've got the car show on Saturday and Sunday. Always want to make sure that people know that there is plenty of things to do at Mount Angel Oktoberfest for free. As you look at the schedule, you're going to see some a lot of things to do. Anything in the beer garden, wine garden, and alpine garden, I'll take a wristband. But everything else on that list is going to be for free that you can just participate in. So there's going to be the kindergarten for the kids, and we're super excited. We've got the train coming back, and we're going to add to that train. They've managed to get a steam-powered train.
Wow.
So the kids can go for a train ride with a steam-powered train. I'm just thinking that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Looking forward to that.
Hey, Monica. Monica, Brenda here. Let me ask you a question. I'm really very sad and embarrassed to say that in all the years I've lived up here, I have not made it to Oktoberfest in Mount Angel. So from your experience, I will do my best to get out down there. What's kind of that insider knowledge that maybe a first timer should definitely heed if they're heading down this year for the first time, and the must not misses that we need to get on our list?
Okay, I've got one that comes to the top of my mind right away. The Alphorns by Salzburger Echo in the church.
Ooh.
When they play their 12-foot Alphorns in the church with the acoustics that are just made for music, it is really, really, really incredible. And there'll be a performance on Friday and Saturday in the church. So you'll have to check the schedule for times. That is one of them I wouldn't miss. I would definitely try to catch, if you've got family, the kids' polka party with the Astorgas is back. And so it's designed, it'll be in the beer garden on Saturday and Sunday, and they are wonderful. So TC Astorga, who's been a member of Z Music Makers forever and grew up doing music, her and her husband and their four kids put together a show with some sing-along songs from The Sound of Music and things like that. And then they get together and do some polka and fun on the dance floor with bubble machines and balloons and all that kind of stuff. So that's been a really nice addition. And Brenda, don't miss the food.
I will come hungry for sure.
Pick up a guide, look at the menu, and figure out where you need to go.
I should mention, too, Oktoberfest.org. Oktoberfest.org is the website. And there's always plenty of parking, too, right? You have parking set aside.
Yes, yes. We have parking and shuttles. So when you pull into one of our lots, it'll cost you $10 for the day. But then you can jump on a shuttle and it will run you all over the place. And, oh, another thing I want to share with people so that they know it's back. The shuttles to the Abbey are back. We couldn't run them last year. It didn't work out. But this year, the shuttles up to the Abbey are back. So look forward to those. Go up there and check it out. Maybe join them in prayer. I put those on the schedule, too.
Very nice. Again, that is Oktoberfest.org, the website with all of the information. Mount Angel Oktoberfest coming up September 15th through the 18th, right around the corner. And as we know, it's going to be fantastic weather for the 57th annual one. Hey, Monica, can we catch back up with you before we get to Oktoberfest? Maybe have you back on again, get an update?
Yeah, I would absolutely love to do that.
Okay, we will do it again. Monica Boxler, Marketing and Public Relations Director, Mount Angel Oktoberfest. Monica, great to talk with you. We'll catch up again before the event.
Hey, thank you, David and Brenda.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.